Hey, welcome. Wow, I didn't think you'd actually make it. Come on in. Well, knowing you, I just thought that stress and panic might get the best of you, and that might cause you to cancel our plans tonight. But I'm really glad you made it. Oh, darling, you would have missed the wonders we're exploring tonight. I've already prepared the movie list. You know me. Snacks, done. Bed, I made it as comfortable as ever. Well, I want to make sure that this experience is gonna be great for you, or even just good in the very least. Give me a break. I'm trying to impress you. Can't you at least give me some credit here? How about you? What did you bring? Oh, you actually brought snacks? You know you didn't have to. I've prepared plenty enough to provide choices for us. Plus, the convenience store is just right around the corner. We can go out if there's anything else we need or want. Oh, you wanted to impress me too? Babe, you didn't have to. Oh, but that's so adorable. And I appreciate your efforts. Am I impressed? Let me think about it. Kidding, of course, babe. You know, I am impressed by everything you do. Yes, really. Shall we go up to my room? Voila! Welcome, welcome. I hope you like what I did, although I'm not sure that it's quite up to your expectations, but hey, like I said, I'm trying to impress you, so I did what I could do best. Yes, babe, I even bought the same pillows that you have in your room. I remember you mentioned that you're not entirely comfortable anywhere without this, pillow. And like I said, I wanted to make it as comfortable as best as I can for you. I hope you like it. Are you kidding? Of course. You know how much I care about you. And yes, I remember the little things you say. I remember the little details about you. Well, I try. Well, I hope this is good enough for you. So, about the movies. Remember I said I have a list here? Yeah, here. I also remember that you said you were into nostalgic movies, you know, like kind of old movies, but not entirely from the 90s or something. So I tried to curate a list of movies that were, you know, from the early 2000s, though I'm not too sure if you would like that. I hope you do. Take your pick, or we could just, you know, watch all of it. So, what do you want to start with? The Terminator? Good choice. Oh, can I pick next after this? Well, I was thinking we could watch Charlie's Angels next. Please, I really love that movie. Really? Great. I hope you enjoy. It's almost 3 a.m. Why? Are you sleepy, babe? We can just finish this in the morning if you'd like. Yeah? The movie's almost done. Why? You want to hold my hand? Of course. Why would you even ask for my permission? Oh, that's so thoughtful of you. Here, hold my hand. Yeah, me too. I really hate how she just ran and left the gun. Horror movies can be so stupid. Right? Like, the killer is literally on the loose and the character chooses to leave the only weapon they have. Ugh, I just know she's gonna die. See? I told you. I mean, we all knew anyway. Great. So she died in vain. The killer still won in the end. Ugh, whatever. This was a stupid movie. The Terminator was obviously 100 times better. I hope you enjoyed it, though. Me? Yeah, of course I did. You know, I love your company. Whether it's just going to the mall or watching stupid horror films, I love everything we do. I just love you and your company in general. I hope you feel the same way. I'm glad. Yeah, sure. Ask away. Of course, I meant it when I said that I'm impressed by everything you do. Well, for starters, I never imagined you to have this side. You know, you're the most reserved person I know. I mean, come on, we barely spoke when we were still friends. Of course, you're still my friend. My best friend, even. You get what I mean? But, yeah, like I was saying, among everyone in your group, you're the shyest one. I never even thought that you'd be the first one to confess. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Duh. I've always known you had a crush on me. You think I didn't notice the guys teasing you? It was so obvious. Plus, Erica and Penny told me, you know those two can't keep their mouths shut. And yet you still told them. Why did you tell them anyway? See, this is what I mean when I say I'm impressed by everything you do. It's just, you're like this big, mysterious treasure chest disguised as a regular box and hidden away. Okay, hold on. I'm terrible at analogies, but hear me out. Okay, so you're just, like you're just so full of surprises and like nobody knows because you're disguised as a regular box. Like, you so easily blend in with people, and your presence is just so subtle, since you're so quiet and reserved. That's what I meant by hidden away. I know, it's cheesy and cringe. You're blushing. Gosh, you're so adorable when you get flustered. I mean, you're always adorable anyway. We've finished the tacos. That's a bummer. Excuse me? What do you mean I ate all of it? You eat more than I do. Yes, you do. You have a bigger appetite than me, which, of course, I don't mind. I just happen to eat less, I suppose. Food is okay. So, if humans didn't need to eat, I'd probably only eat at least, like, once in a while. Anyway, let's lay down on the bed. Come. Why, thank you. Of course, I made sure to make the bed cozy and comfortable. I did tell that I wanted to impress you, like I said earlier. I don't know really. I just do. So, it's already late. Like, actually really, really late. Way past late even. Would you like to sleep now? No? Okay, we can just stay like this. Me? No, nothing. What about you? Do you have something in mind? Anything you would like to share? Come on, I'm all ears. Go ahead. Honestly, yeah, I'm just as nervous as you are. I may not show it, but I'm on edge right now. Yeah. We've never been alone together. I mean, like this. And we've only been dating for 5 weeks. So don't worry, you're totally fine. Why didn't I ever what? I just waited to see if you would confess first. And you did. And of course, I'm glad. Well, if you hadn't confessed that night, I was actually planning on asking you out. It's just that I was waiting, and ta-da, you did confess. Really? You would have gotten free dinner? That's what you're so bummed out about? God, you're so adorable. I love you. I love you like, you know, like a friend. No, wait, I mean more than a friend. Like, it's just that we've been dating. I mean, we've been friends for so long. And it's like, you just understand me in a way that nobody else does. And, like, I love you for that. Oh, crap. I'm babbling again, aren't I? God, I just embarrassed myself. Ugh, I hate this. Sorry. I'm just not used to our situation yet, I suppose. But really want to be brave. You were brave enough to confess first, right? And God, I've been dying to tell you how much I love you that I just blurted it out. Really? You love me too? Oh gosh, this is literally our first time exchanging I love yous. I feel so giddy. Can we, like, I don't know, cuddle? Sorry, I want to hug you, you know? I want to feel you. Come close. Now, doesn't that feel right? I've never felt so comfortable in my life. I'm so happy I could cry. No crying, of course. It's just that I've waited so long for this, you know? God, you have no idea how much I've been dying to tell you how much I love you. I just never had the courage. But now we're here, and that's all that matters. I love you. I love you so much. What? I never thought you'd ask. Yes, you can kiss me on the cheek. That's really sweet. Can I kiss you on the cheek as well? All right, here I go. Your cheeks are really soft. And you smell so good. I could get used to this. I love you.